It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's a beautiful morning. It's a beautiful Friday. We're going to talk about Jim Harbaugh. Is he coming to the Indianapolis Colts? What is the matter with you people? Why believe reports like this? And not even reports, but rampant speculation by people who are doing nothing but trying to lure you into clicking stuff. Don't believe any of it. Colts-Cowboys. This is going to be an interesting game and more interesting than a lot of people think. And if you're an investor, this is not a bad opportunity to make a little bit of money because the Colts are 10.5-point dogs and they are not 10.5 points worse than the Dallas Cowboys. We got a lot going on this weekend. We got the Indiana Hoosiers taking on Rutgers at Rutgers in Parsippany. It's an opportunity for the Hoosiers. The next two games at Rutgers and against Nebraska to start this thing 2-0 and bank two victories in the Big Ten. Bank those, and then you don't have to worry about them later. All you have to do the rest of the Big Ten to go, like, let's say 14-6, is you got to go like 12-6. That's doable. Anybody can do that. Let's go. Purdue, Michigan. Tomorrow night at Lucas Oil Stadium in the Big Ten Championship. I got no interest in that game. I got to tell you the truth. Aiden O'Connell, fine. You know, Purdue, I hope they win. I don't think they're going to. You've got a Michigan team that's really pretty good and just handed Ohio State its ass last weekend. So I'm not feeling it in terms of the Boilers because Michigan's really, really good. Pacers tonight. They're at Utah. And you know what? I want to talk a little bit about Patrick Peterson and Kyler Murray. There's a little bit of a dust-up in the NFL, and we love these soap operas a little bit. But what Patrick Peterson said, I think, can be ultimately helpful for Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray doesn't see it that way. I think he needs to. We all need to understand our flaws and move forward to try to correct them. I think Kyler Murray can. I think Patrick Peterson put out in public in a podcast something that could help Kyler Murray. All right. This is Breakfast with Kent for Friday, December 2nd, 2022, brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry. Give Dr. Mike O'Neill a call. Let's go. 317-849-2933. Dr. Mike O'Neill is fact the best dentist I've ever gone to and the best dentist I ever will go to. I get to go see him next week and get my teeth examined and cleaned. I'm looking forward to it because it's time well spent. Subscribe for a chance to win a prize this weekend. Could be Ron Dane, if you like Wisconsin or Ron Dane. Autographed mini helmet. We got a Dante Culpepper autographed football. Vikings football. Vikings are rolling. And an Andre Tippett Patriots jersey. You could win one of those three prizes during the postgame this weekend. You know what? We'll do it during the IU postgame tomorrow. We'll do that. The IU Live postgame about 6 o'clock tomorrow. Hoosiers play Rutgers at 4 o'clock on BTN. We will give away one of those four things during the IU postgame. How about that? It doesn't really make a lot of sense. None of those are IU related. We'll figure it out. All right, the Colts injury report. Before we get to that, this Jim Harbaugh thing, why do people continue to try to force the Colts into, like, hiring Jim Harbaugh and Jim Harbaugh into taking the Colts job. Jim Harbaugh played quarterback part-time for the Colts from 1994 through 1997. He was 20-26 as a starting quarterback. He's not a bad coach. He was okay with the 49ers, took him to a Super Bowl once. He's been good for Michigan. He is a crazy human being. Why does this job get linked to that guy? Because it generates clicks. Don't be clickbait. Don't be one of those people who falls for the chum. Don't do that. This is not a good idea. Hiring a crazy person into a position like this is a worse idea than hiring an inexperienced person into a position like this. There is a reason Jeff Saturday is here. There is a reason that the Colts hired Frank Reich as the head coach instead of Jim Harbaugh. Why would Jim Harbaugh want this job? He's going to be 59 years old. Look, the clock's ticking a little bit on Jim Harbaugh's relevance in terms of going out and getting an NFL job. Why would he want to spend that equity to come to a place with a completely unsettled quarterback situation, a bit of an unsettled offensive line, although that's coming into focus more recently? I don't get it. Like, why would Harbaugh come here, and why would the Colts want Harbaugh? Those are two really good questions, and until those basic questions are answered, that's a non-starter. And why people continue to talk about it just tells you about our habituation into this media tornadic activity where we just read things that, all we need is a noun that interests us and a linkage. Harbaugh, Colts, hey! That's not the way it works. Billy Donovan and his wife are still looking at houses down in Bloomington if you want to buy into that claptrap. All right, the injury report for the Colts. Kenny Moore, Jelani Woods did not practice yesterday for the second straight day. Kenny Moore with an ankle, Jelani Woods, a couple of things, quad and a shoulder. Braden Smith, new to the practice list. He did not practice because of illness. Illness is going around in the NFL. It's also going, he better play Sunday. He doesn't play Sunday, you got a problem. Because the Cowboys are coming.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And Braden Smith, the way he stopped T.J. Watt last weekend against the Steelers, put the Colts in a position where they could have won that game. This is tougher. You got Micah Parsons on one side, Dexter Lawrence on the other side, and you got trouble if you don't have Braden Smith at right tackle. Isaiah Rogers was limited yesterday. The Cowboys, Trayvon Diggs and Michael Gallup, cornerback, receiver, important guys for the Cowboys, both ill yesterday for the second straight day. Here are the Colts. Here's why I say that the Colts have got a chance this Sunday, and they are not legitimate 10.5-point favorites. I'd have them like 6.5, 6.5, 7. I think you get a nice little passion cushion in the betting this week as the Cowboys are 10.5 favorites. The guys who are rated by Pro Football Focus as over 70 for the Colts, you got Braden Smith, Michael Pittman, both in the 72s. Stephon Gilmore at 75.2, Isaiah Rodgers 85.9, Rodney McLeod in the 70s, Bobby Okereke, E.J. Speed, DeForest Buckner, Grover Stewart, and Kwity Paye, assuming Kwity Paye plays. Matt Ryan, 64.4. He is 29th out of 39 quarterbacks eligible to be kind of slotted. He's taken enough snaps. Dak Prescott is at 76.6. On the other side, CeeDee Lamb in the 80s, Tony Pollard in the 80s, Zach Martin, low 70s. We love Zach Martin, no Indianapolis native. Terrence Steele, right tackle, 73.3. That's where the Colts kind of measure up pretty well. At the offensive line, the Cowboys have a problem at left guard. Colts have a problem at right guard. Other than that, they're pretty solid. Bernard Raimann has been good the last few weeks, and the Colts offensive line is up to 19th, ranked 19th by Pro Football Focus, and the Cowboys 13th. So at the offensive line, like the and the Colts have been at 32nd. So they moved up over the last few weeks, doing a much better job to the point where Bernard Raimann is actually, he's ranked in the high 60s at left tackle. He is a guy who is starting to really project as the guy at that position for the Colts. Yeah, he still gets knocked back into Matt Ryan, but he's a guy who's getting better and better each week. Defensively, Micah Parsons is a 91.4. And there are a couple other guys. DeMarcus Lawrence, I think I said Dexter Lawrence. DeMarcus Lawrence in the 77s. Malik Hooker, we know him, 75.4. And Diggs is 70.8. The tonnage of guys who are ranked in the 70s for the Cowboys, not great. But Parsons in the 90s. Colts don't, they got one guy in the 80s, and that's Isaiah Rodgers. That's it. And nobody in the 90s. Nobody sniffing the 90s. Parsons in the 90s. And offensively, you got CeeDee Lamb and Tony Pollard in the mid-80s. Colts don't have anybody really in the 80s on the offensive side of the ball at all. The highest-ranked offensive guy is Michael Pittman Jr. at 72.4. So I think the Colts are a very, very solid investment at minus 10. I think you get value there because nobody's betting on the Colts, right? The Colts have lost 5 out of 6. The Cowboys kind of hot and sexy as a team that people are looking at saying, hey, they check a lot of boxes in terms of a resume that looks to be playoff worthy and playoff success worthy. So there you go. Kyler Murray and Patrick Peterson. Patrick Peterson called Kyler Murray out for being selfish. Said he cares about nobody other than him. These guys are former teammates, right? Patrick Peterson, a great legacy with the Cardinals, now with the Vikings, called out Kyler Murray, says he's trying to help. Kyler Murray didn't much care for it, as you would guess. But what people have to understand, and this goes to athletes all over the place, is that as a leader, you can't be about you. You got to be about others. As a human being, you have a responsibility toward others. You also have a responsibility to yourself, but that's not the most important responsibility you've got. You've got to understand that life isn't about you. It's about how you affect others. And Kyler Murray, I think Patrick Peterson is right. Kyler Murray exudes a vibe that says, this is all about me. And he is a really talented dude. There is no question about that at quarterback of the Cardinals. But he's got to come to the realization that it's about others. And we've seen this in Bloomington with Trace Jackson Davis, I think. Trace Jackson Davis understands that it's the whole of that Hoosiers team that wins and loses. And his effect on others is every bit as important as the quality of play he brings to the court. Michael Jordan, when Michael Jordan realized this, do you think that Michael Jordan wasn't every bit as good a basketball player from 1985 through 1990 as he was from 91 through 98? Of course he was. He was probably a little bit better. But what Michael Jordan grew into was a knowledge that he could have a profound effect on the winnability of the Chicago Bulls by bringing to bear leadership and pulling Horace Grant and Scottie Pippen and B.J. Armstrong and Craig Hodges along with him on this ride. And then Rodman and Longley, Pippen again. You need guys to lift the rest of the roster. And if you don't have that, you can't win. And Trayce Jackson-Davis, I think at Indiana, now in his fourth year, he has learned that and he's processed it. And Indiana is benefiting from it and he's benefiting from it. Kyler Murray needs to do the same thing. Kyler Murray needs to learn a little bit from Trayce Jackson-Davis. Who'd have thought? Indiana at Rutgers tomorrow, 4 o'clock on BTN. Like I said, Rutgers is 5-2 with losses to Miami and Temple. They are really good defensively, but they played against really bad offensive teams. Steve Peichel, really, really good coach and a terrific defensive coach. Second-best team in Division I, defending threes. Hey, that doesn't mean a damn thing against Indiana because Indiana doesn't shoot threes. Indiana, it ranks 339th, according to KenPom, in percentage of three-point attempts as related to their overall percentage or their overall field goals. They don't shoot a lot of threes. So who cares how Rutgers defends the threes? Indiana, with a 61% chance to win, Rutgers, no Geo Baker, no Ron Harper Jr. That's nice. Let's go 2-0 and start the Big Ten in style. Purdue Sunday, we'll see what they do. I like Purdue. People keep saying, oh, you're an Indiana homer. Yeah, I am. But that doesn't mean I don't have great appreciation for what goes on in West Lafayette. Matt Painter took a chance on Braden Smith, recruited him, started him, and Purdue is rolling in part because of him. That's unbelievable, the Westfield native playing great basketball. Butler, tomorrow, 2 o'clock against Tennessee Tech. Tennessee Tech 3-5, Bulldogs 4-0 at Henkel Fieldhouse. And last night, the Indiana women, they were terrific. They beat the living hell out of North Carolina. North Carolina, bring another team into Bloomington to get your ass spanked. Simon Scott Assembly Hall last night was rolling. Hoosiers win 87-63. Sidney Parrish was really good. Grace Berger didn't play, so Sidney came in, hit a bunch of threes, had 24 points, two off her career high. Indiana at Illinois, or against Illinois coming up next. Indiana women's team, they're ranked fifth. North Carolina was ranked sixth, and IU beat their brakes off. Good for them. Let's celebrate some birthdays on this Friday, shall we? Lee Folger, happy birthday. Christina Taylor, happy birthday. Catherine Searing Dooling, Eric Fisher, Megan Brown, the great Donnie Lilly down in New Albany, happy birthday. The great Don Hauser, Captain Sunshine, celebrating a birthday. FYI, it's Don Hauser's birthday. Mick Tidrow, happy birthday. Dennis Myers, happy. Anytime he came into my office, the first thing, hey, FYI. And then he'd tell me something about the radio station. It was fantastic. Dennis Myers, happy birthday. Andrew Shelton, Mike Maevsky, happy birthday. Jeff Beeson, Mark Walpole, Joe Culp. If you are not a subscriber, become a subscriber so you can win one of these great prizes over the next few weeks. And remember, celebrate like hell if it's your birthday, but if it's not your birthday, celebrate somebody else. It's best done with an honest and specific compliment. Lift each other. Understand you're part of a society and you can help others live a happier, better life. Wouldn't that be a nice thing to do? That's a nice thing to do. Be a part of making somebody feel better. That's all you got to do to have a great day. Have a great day. We'll talk to you this afternoon.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.